An exuberant floral bouquet adorns the drop front of this secretary. Then, flanking the large plaque, are 10 Wedgwood cameos. The luxury dealer Dominique Daguerre had a virtual monopoly on Sèvres plaques. By 1787, around the time the secretary on stand was made, he was one of only two representatives selling English Wedgwood pottery in Paris. Daniela Kislik-Rosheide.
So he would have an easy access to these lovely medallions of English Wedgwood ware, which then were mounted with these lovely gilt bronze mounts as if it were a precious pendant, if you will, on top of the veneered service.
This secretary may have been one of the last pieces Daguerre delivered to Marie Antoinette at Versailles. Shortly thereafter, angry mobs stormed the palace and forced the royal family out. The shaken queen entrusted Daguerre with a number of her most precious possessions.
And very likely it is this particular piece that she then returned to Daguerre for safekeeping during this time of upheaval.
There are a number of other pieces with a royal provenance in this gallery. Take a moment to look around. These Sèvres luxury items include jewel caskets and small writing desks called Bonheur du Jour, which translates Happiness of the Day. And almost every piece is fitted with a writing surface inside a drawer, as well as a compartment for writing implements. A reminder that the 18th century was the great age of letter writing.